Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Andrew Greenstein. A Vernon Parish legislator plans on filing a bill to make it illegal to sell water from Toledo Bend Reservoir to Texas. Hornbeck Republican Rodney Schammerhorn says people who bought property along the lakefront paid a premium for it, and if Louisiana sells too much of that water, they may ultimately not get their money's worth.
If a drought comes and you have a contract that you have to provide water, and somewhere or another that contract will not let you shut it off for any reason, you could have a mud hole instead of a beautiful lake.
The holiday season is here, and in Louisiana that can mean only one thing. Crawfish season is right around the corner. LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says in certain areas, especially along the coast, hot boiled crawfish is available right now.
We didn't have any real cold weather yet, so nothing to really set back the crawfish from growing. So there are a few producers who are harvesting crawfish as you go further south in our growing regions.
LRN.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of a propane burner starting off another epic tailgate. I'm Miss Louisiana Gabrielle McLeod with some safety messages for your next trip to the ballpark. First, check the tailgating rules at your venue. Most stadiums have strict rules about when, where, and how to tailgate safely. Propane is almost always welcomed outdoors, so make sure your tank is full or bring a spare. For more tips, visit louisianapropane.com.
Oh no.
Ah. That's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
If Tulane can find a way to beat Ole Miss a week from Saturday, and they lost to them by 5 touchdowns 4 months ago, they'll play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, literally in their own backyard, in the Superdome. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says Tulane fans, while perhaps overly ambitious, are dreaming big.
I've already started hearing from several of them. We've got an intern from New Jersey that's a Tulane grad. She's been gone for several years now, but already reaching out about tickets.
Now, Tulane has played in the Sugar Bowl once back in 1939. We continue previewing the high school football state championship games in Division II non-select Friday. Iowa faces North DeSoto. Iowa coach Tommy Johns says winning the time of possession battle will be one of the keys to victory.
You've got to limit their possessions, and you got to get a few stops. I mean, you do. We can't let this thing turn into a track meet.
Both teams are undefeated, and both are looking for their first football state title. Kickoff Friday is noon. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.